million Americans in Minnesota, New York, and Michigan. And he says he won't hesitate to increase that charge if the U.S. escalates the tariffs or shut off electricity completely.
It's hurting workers, it's hurting businesses, it's hurting investments, and it's hurting families on both sides of the border. It needs to end.
And China's retaliatory tariffs went into effect today. It will hit American farmers hard, as Jim Krasula reports.
It's the latest escalation of a trade fight between the world's two biggest economies. Glenn Muller heads up the South Dakota Pork Producers Council.
We need to maintain an open trading market to move the product that we have here that we can produce the safest, best product in the world.
The Chinese tariffs will include a levy of 15% on U.S. products, including chicken, wheat, and corn, as well as 10% on products like soybeans, pork, beef, and fruit. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia for talks on Ukraine. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs is traveling with the secretary.
U.S. officials here in Jeddah are telling me that the real strategy for tomorrow's meetings with the Ukrainians is to drill down as deep as they can on exactly what the Ukrainians are willing to do. What concessions are they willing to make in order to get to a peace agreement?
Rubio has said U.S. aid to Ukraine could be reinstated if there's progress. The Vatican said today the Pope is no longer in imminent danger from pneumonia, but remains hospitalized. In Los Angeles, District Attorney Nathan Hochman says he does not support resentencing Kyle and Eric Menendez, the brothers convicted of killing their wealthy parents back in 1989.
The justification for the new trial, based on two additional pieces of evidence, did not meet the legal standard to warrant a new trial.
He says they repeatedly lied about why they killed their parents, and their self-defense argument doesn't match the facts. They're serving life terms with no possibility of parole. The Supreme Court's agreed to decide whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning conversion therapy for children. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
There are legal issues ranging from the First Amendment to due process and to whether people have the right to make these changes in their lives.
On Wall Street again, the Dow off 889 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was the body of a woman found in Lake Michigan off the Kenosha shoreline yesterday. Kenosha police were called to the report of a body in Lake Michigan near Eichelman Park just before 5. The recovered body, identified as female, has been turned over to the Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office. Police say they've launched an investigation. A Racine County man has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for assaulting a DNR warden. 43-year-old Mark Zerba II of Kansasville was recently sentenced in Forest County. The assault happened back in 2022. If you want to go deeper into why Racine County pulled out of an ice hockey arena deal, check out the RacineCountyEye.com. We reported last week the proposal initially discussed was pulled back, leaving ice hockey enthusiasts to think of something else. Go deeper with the story at RacineCountyEye.com. A speeding driver crashed into a car carrying 5 Racine teenagers at a red light early Sunday, leaving all hospitalized, and includes a 17-year-old in critical condition. The alleged offending driver, Salvador Coronado, has previous convictions. He was reportedly going over 90 at the time of the crash. A listening session about Racine's fire department referendum will take place tomorrow. The Humboldt Park Community Center is the location where people will be talking about the $1.5 million ask to hire more EMTs and paramedics. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
NFL free agency underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making big moves on the offensive line. First, they decide not to re-sign center Josh Myers after 4 years. Next, they sign 27-year-old guard Aaron Banks from the 49ers to a 4-year deal worth $77 million. And that means Elgton Jenkins, or another player, will have to move over to the center position. On defense, the Packers are losing defensive lineman T.J. Slayton to the Bengals. Slayton agrees to a 2-year contract with Cincinnati worth just over $15 million. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have slipped from 12th to the 18th ranked team in the nation after losing at home to struggling Penn State on Saturday. Marquette goes from 20th to 25th after their loss to St. John's. The Bucks losing to the Cavaliers last night, 112 to 100 at Fiserv Forum.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought just standard defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low close to 40. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. A high peaking in the mid-40s, falling in the afternoon with a gusty breeze off the lake. On Wednesday, sunshine, highs mid-40s. 50s Thursday, currently it's 66.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. Stuart J. Waddles is here. I'm asking everybody today.
Okay.
How did we do with daylight saving time, the switching of the clocks? And
all right. I mean, all things considered, I do as good as I can, Kurt. I got three young ones.
And how do they deal with it? I mean, is there, do they even notice?
They notice a little bit. Again, by now, though, it's the oldest is eight, so I've done this a few times. Mm-hmm. It rolls off after a few days. It ain't great.
I always say that I'm okay on Sunday, and then Monday I drag a little bit.
Yeah, just take some time.
By the way, did you know only about 70 countries observe daylight saving time? It's not a worldwide phenomenon.
Do you know what I recently learned?
What's that?
I think I learned this. Maybe, where did I read this? Maybe this is wrong. All of China is in one time zone.
Yes, I think that's correct.
What?
I know.
How does that work?
I know, right?
Kids are waiting for the bus out there in the dark.
I know.
That's the argument, right? That's why we don't change.
And everyone thinks that Ben Franklin invented it. He did not, apparently.
Ben Franklin, our greatest president?
All right, now we're just throwing all sorts of misinformation out there.
I'm glad you caught that, because that would have it could have backfired on me, Kurt. I'm glad you got that.
I'm just going to call you misinformation from now on.
So. That's right.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles keeping us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJM.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. How can you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Down. much I want to do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Joe Frankenreynolds, Don't Pull Your Love, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollmann. Let me save you some money. Here's how. You're going to fire up your computer or phone. You're going to open up a browser. You're going to go to WRJN.com, and you're going to click on the Big Deals logo. There, you can save up to 50% or more in some cases on local food service and merchandise. Again, just find that Big Deals logo at WRJN.com and shop from home. New deals every week.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
To let you know, I can really shake them down.
Do you love me? I can really move. Do you love me? I'm in the groove. Do you love me? Do you love me? Now that I can dance.
Watch me now.
Work, work, work. Well, you're driving me crazy. Work, work, work. Just a little bit
local news, Timeless Hits WRJN, and now a song that, well, it explores some heavy topics. It looks at class divides, religion, deception. From 1968, it's Joe South and Games People Play on WRJN.
Meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Whoa, we make one another cry. Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your faith. For the most to hell with hate, come on, get on. Around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
Pretty woman, and you look lovely as can be.
guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is you walking back to me?
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM, on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha, or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the teens injured in that Racine crash early yesterday is in critical condition. Five teens total were injured, along with the driver of the other car, allegedly going over 90. The teens were hit while at a light at 16th and Dean. The driver of the car hit was flown to Milwaukee with life-threatening injuries. Four others were treated locally. The driver police say was speeding was 34-year-old Salvador Coronado. He was injured and has prior convictions of fleeing and eluding and driving while revoked. A Racine County man has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for assaulting a DNR warden. 43-year-old Mark Zerba II of Kansasville was recently sentenced in Forest County. It all happened when Zerba attacked the warden, who had pulled over his daughter for speeding in an UTV in the town of Lincoln back in 2022. The warden ended up firing their weapon in self-defense, striking Zerba. Both were hospitalized with injuries not life-threatening. The annual Racine County Public Health Report will be discussed tonight. The Racine County Health and Human Development Committee will hear the health update. The meeting is open to the public with an online option available. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low close to 40. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. A high peaking in the mid-40s, falling in the afternoon with a gusty breeze off the lake. On Wednesday, sunshine, highs mid-40s. 50s Thursday, it's 67 right now.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
And the sign said, everybody welcome, come in, kneel down.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information to share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is, in outer space, there's a planet shaped like a dog bone. It's called Cleopatra. It's out there somewhere. It's a metallic minor planet. It's shaped similarly to a dog bone, named after the Egyptian queen. What an amazing universe we live in.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt, if you think of counting me, count me out. When you count the ones that want you, count me too.
You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline. You know we're your home for local news, and in fact, we've now partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on the radio, and then you can read the in-depth details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. The Racine County Eye and WRJN.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a one. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
BTO, it's Bachman Turner Overdrive on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Farming, still a big thing in Racine County, and we've got farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke and her Midwest Farm Report weekday mornings 5 till 6. And she's got reports throughout the day, too. Keep up to date on all things agriculture. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present here on WRJN. WRJN has been providing local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 40. Tomorrow, temperatures falling down into the 30s, and then Wednesday, sunshine and 46.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
So